Is to Lord.
我知道做翻译是非常难的。
I know the translator is difficult.
特别呢，我讲国语，有些人又会听国语，又会听英文。
Especially when I say Mandarin, some people can know both English and Mandarin.
那有些人听说，好像翻译错了。
And somebody will judge beside that.
那我希望翻译是把我的意思翻译出来就够了。
I hope the translator just translate the meaning is okay.
不需要把每一句话的翻译。
Not necessary to translate every single word.
免得下面有人说，好像翻译错了。
So that nobody will judge this is wrong.
今天早上一起来看到 Facebook.
This morning when I wake up, I saw Facebook.
因为香港、中国、台湾刚好现在是晚上嘛，是吧？
And China and Hong Kong, just the time is opposite day and night.
所以他们就 post 很多东西上去。
So they post a lot of things in Facebook.
他们主题是最后的晚餐。
Their main theme is the Last Supper.
因为刚刚他们在吃的是2017年的最后晚餐。
Because they just eating the Last Supper of 2017.
一年很快的过去了。
This fast year is past.
我们待会会有感恩分享。
And after this morning, we have share the Thanksgiving.
也是在检讨我们的生命。
It just review our life.
我们在主的面前认罪悔改。
And we repent in front of God.
然后明天重新得力。
And tomorrow we restrain ourselves.
我们不要把旧的带到明天。
We don't want to bring the past to tomorrow.
也不要把罪带到明天。
And don't bring the sin, your sin to tomorrow.
所以我今天跟弟兄姐妹分享这一段的经文。
So today I share the verse to you today.
马太福音约翰说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And Matthew said, repent for the kingdom of heaven, has come near.
但马太福音、马可福音、约翰福音没有很清楚讲什么叫悔改。
And Matthew, John, and Mark didn't say very clear about repentance.
但路加福音描述悔改行得非常清楚。
But Luke it mentioned and explained the repentance very clear.
他整卷的路加福音讲到悔改是非常多的，而且是重点。
And the whole book of Luke very pinpoint on this repentance.
马太说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Matthew said, repent for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
当假如我们看路加福音刚才读的经文。
But if we look at Luke, the verses we just read.
或者大家手上的周报就把那经文印出来了。
And you have the verses in your bulletin.
约翰对那些出来要受洗的人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
John talked to the people that came out for baptize, said the brood of vipers who let you come out for to escape from the judgment.
那个蛇啊，出动只有两个原因。
The snakes, they come out from the hole only have two reasons.
一个原因是他要找食物。
One is for the food.
第二个原因，因为当时的地中海的地方非常的热。
The other is the Mediterranean area is very hot.
他们热到个地步呢，那个蛇就在从那洞跑出去。
And because of heat, they just has to escape out for the food.
他们离开那个洞是因为逃避那个热。
The reason is just because want to escape from the heat.
所以约翰在这里讲说，毒蛇的种类，谁救你脱离将来的愤怒呢？
So that's why John talked to these people said, who asked you to come out to escape from the.
当时约翰说你们要受洗，对不对？
John said, you have to baptize.
所以很多人想逃避将来那个审判，所以去受洗。
Because many people they just want to escape from their judgment, so that they want to be baptized.
所以约翰说你们是毒蛇的种类。
That's why John said you are the brood of vipers.
就好像那个蛇要逃避那个热，逃出那个洞一样。
Just like the snake want to escape from the heat.
弟兄姐妹，我们想一下。
Brother and sister, you think about it.
你为什么要受洗？
Why you have to baptize?
是不是跟当时的人一模一样？
Is that the same as them?
我们也是逃避，我们也想逃避将来的审判。
We want to escape from the judgment.
我们怕下地狱。
We hesitate to go to hell.
同样，假如我们这种心态受洗的话。
Same if we have this same attitude.
约翰也同样说我们是毒蛇的种类。
John told us you are the broom of viper.
我们受洗只是为了逃避将来的愤怒。
We baptize just because we want to escape from the judgment.
逃避将来的审判。
Escape from judgment.
而没有一个悔改的心。
But without repentance.
你看那个约翰怎么说？第八节说：“你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。”
Listen to John in verse 8. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
所以弟兄姐妹，假如我们受洗，只是为了将来逃避地狱。
So brother and sister, if we baptize just because want to escape from judgment,
逃避将来的主的审判。
Just want to escape from the judgment.
我们同样是不能得救的。
We cannot get the salvation.
因为我们没有悔改，没有结出悔改的果子，与悔改的心相称。
Because we didn't produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
弟兄姐妹，今天这个主题很多人不喜欢讲。
Brother and sister, this theme lots of people don't want to talk about.
你去听很多的布道会。
You join lots of the evangelical meeting.
讲上帝怎么祝福你。
It's just talking about you how to be blessed.
上帝给你健康，给你平安。
God give you health and peace.
上帝给你恩典。
And give you grace.
但从来不提悔改。
You never talk about repentance.
但假如弟兄姐妹没有悔改的话，这个救恩跟我有什么关系呢？
But if we don't have repentance, what's the salvation about us?
所以约翰路加福音讲到悔改的时候，他讲得非常详细。
So Luke here he talk about repentance is very detailed.
悔改这个字是用两个字合在一起。
Repentance came from two words.
是从转变和心意。转变和心意，寻变和心意。
Changing and your mind.
悔改是彻底的那个方向。本来我们是这样走的，悔改是180度这样走的。
Just like when you walk this way, repentant, you just turn around 180 degrees.
所以圣经形容犹大的时候
，So when the Bible talk about Judah,
他出卖了主之后，圣经怎么讲？马太福音27:3。
When he betrayed our Lord, what Matthew, how to say it?
他说：“这时候卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔。”
When he said, when Judah who had betrayed him saw that Jesus was condemned, he was filled with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and elders.
犹大只是后悔。
Judah just regret.
但形容彼得三次不认主之后
，and describe about Peter three times denied.
他是用悔改这个字。
He said regret.
所以犹大跟彼得不一样。
So Peter and Judah is different.
犹大是后悔了。
Judah is
Regret. 就是哎呀，我承认我做错事了。
So he admit he was wrong.
他没有悔改。
He didn't repent.
彼得不单只后悔了。
Peter not just regret.
而且他方向转变了。
And also he turned around.
所以弟兄姐妹，悔改今天我们受洗，是我们悔改而受洗。
So today we go to baptize,
而不是因为我们哎呀，我们怕将来的审判而受洗。
So it's not just because we hesitate the judgment only.
然后你看第十节到十四节。
So you
路加福音
we read in Luke chapter 3, verse 14.
那第十节怎么说呢
？And what's the verse 10?
这众人问他说：“那当约翰说你们要结出。”果子与悔改的心相称。
So here said, what should we do then? John answer.
那他说我们当做什么？
Yeah, they said, what should we do?
约翰回答说，有两件衣裳的就分给那没有的，有食物的也当这样行。
So John answers, anyone who has two sheets, should share with the one who has none.
那然后有个税吏来要受洗的问主说，夫子我们当怎么样行呢？
And the tax collector came out, asked teacher, what should we do?
约翰说，除了立定了数目，不要多取。
So John said, don't collect any more than you are required.
然后有一个罗马兵丁就来问说，我应该做什么呢？
And a soldier came over and asked, what should we do?
约翰说，不要以强暴待人，也不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就够了。
So he replied, John replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely.
弟兄姐妹，
Be content with you paid.
当他们问约翰说，我又要做什么呢？
So brother and sister, when people ask, what should we do?
约翰没有说。
John didn't say.
哦，你口里承认，心里相信，就必得救。
John didn't say, just you admit your Lord, and then that's it.
我们得救不是靠行为，乃是主的恩典。
And our salvation is not because our action, it's just for grace.
约翰很清楚说，你有两件衣服，人家没有，你就给他。
So John said very clear, and if people don't have dress or cloth, you just give them.
对那个税吏说，不要多拿别人的钱。
And talk to the tax collector, don't take more than you need.
对那个兵丁说，你不要强暴别人。
And talk to the soldier, don't extort money and don't accuse people.
约翰讲的悔改是非常清楚的。
John talked about the repentance very clear.
而不是今天我们的那种信主没有悔改那个行为的。
It's not like today, our hearts.
在路加福音还有两段经文，大家看一下。
And Luke also have the other two verses.
这十八章十八节到二十四节。
Verse 18 to 24.
这段经文我们很熟，有一个良善的官来问主，对，有一个少年官来问主，良善的夫子，我怎么可以得永生？
So here's talk about the good teacher. They ask the question.
路加福音记载十八章、十九章记载两个有钱的人。
So in Luke, recorded these two people.
一个是这个少年官。
One is this young officer.
十九章是那个税吏。
The chapter 19 is about the tax collector.
两个人都爱钱。
Both love money,
而且是非常爱钱
and very very love money,
跟我们一样
same as us.
但这个少年官问主，主啊，我怎么可以承受永生？
So this young officer asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
这是个非常好的一个基督徒，对不对？按照我们今天来讲。
This is very good Christian, based on the current, the
所有的坏事都没有做。
He didn't do any bad things.
啊，我们还会做，对不对
？We even do some.
耶稣应该看到这个少年官，说：“哦，太可爱了。
”Jesus should say, "Oh, so lovely."
你看你什么事情都做了，好，跟随我。
So I see you do everything you should do.
耶稣说：“你少了一件事情。”下面那页，谢谢。
But Jesus said, "You still missing one."
二十二节说：“你还缺少一样事情。”
The verse 22, you're still missing one.
就是变卖一切的来分给穷人跟从我。
Jesus said, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor.
23节说他忧愁，因为他很有钱。
Verse 23 said, he worried about it because he very great wealth.
这个少年官贪财而且自私，没有怜悯的心。
So this young officer is miser, is miser, and love money.
所以主了让这个人走了。
So our Lord let these people go.
他跟随主不是好事情吗
？He followed Jesus is not is a good thing.
他没有杀人放火啊。
Yeah, he didn't murder and do bad things.
那不应该说主好，你就跟随我就够了吗？
So Jesus should say, "Okay, follow me."
主看到这个人心里面没有怜悯。
So our Lord see these people, they don't have mercy.
所以主故意说你还缺少一件事情。
So Lord said, "You still miss one thing."
变卖你所有的分给穷人。
So sell everything to share to people.
弟兄姐妹，我们心里面有没有一种怜悯的心啊？
So brother and sister, do you have this mercy in heart?
这个有钱人不能进天国。
This rich man, he cannot go into.
这个爱钱的人不能进天国。
This miser cannot go into.
第二段的经文，路加福音十九章。
So the other is
另外一个有钱的人。
Chapter 19, the other rich man.
那个撒该是个财主。
This Zacchaeus is
大家很熟这段经文，对不对？
Is a rich man,
对不对？
Wealthy.
这个很爱钱的人，是一个税吏做什么的？
So tax collector, what he doing?
我们说出卖我们中国的哈，我那叫汉奸，对不对？
So in China, we talk about the betrayer is 汉奸。
那下一句比较难翻译了，他出卖犹太人，那是什么？他是犹奸。
To betray the Judas, what we should do?
应该给罗马政府的一块。
Should pay $1 to government.
他要收两块。
He asked $2.
一块给罗马政府。
$1 to government.
一块放在自己口袋。
The other one in his pocket.
欺压自己的同胞。
So he just forced to his brother. Nobody liked him.
当他遇到主之后，他怎么做？
When he see Jesus,
他整个生命悔改了。
His whole life changed.
他说：“主啊，我把我的一半的财产捐给穷人，对不对？”
So he repents and shared his half worth.
然后我讹诈了谁？我还他四倍，对不对？
So who he doing good, not good things to them, he just pays them four times.
这个人可不可以进天国？
So this man can go to.
这个人可以进天国。
This man can.
因为他结出悔改的果子，与他的生命相称。
Because he produced the fruit, and keeping with the repentance.
第一个人不能进天国。
The first man, he cannot.
他宗教怎么好都不能进天国。
No matter your religious manner, how good.
所有的坏事都没有做，也不能进天国。
Even though you didn't do any bad things, you cannot go.
因为他没有一个悔改的心。
Because he don't have the repentance.
路加福音很清楚讲，这里两段经文，刚才讲跟约翰的是一模一样的。
So, the Luke, these two verses talk about same thing as John said.
当我们里面有新生命的时候，我们就自然有新生活。
Whenever we have a new life, we have the new action.
我们不能说我们里面有新的生命，但是我们是旧的生活。
We cannot say we have a new life in our heart, but we don't have any action.
我们不可能里面有基督，我们所做的是魔鬼。
We cannot say we have Jesus, but we behave as some evil.
你看两棵树是一模一样的。
You see, two trees is the same.
我们知道，我们怎么知道这两棵树的是苹果树还是其他的树
？How can we identify this is apple or the others?
当那个果子出来的苹果的时候，那就是苹果树啦。
When you see they come out as an apple, then you know this is apple tree.
难道你指的苹果树这是橙子树吗？
You cannot say this is apple tree, but this come out apple, but you say it is orange.
使徒约翰很清楚讲，你有两件衣服送给一个没有衣服的人穿。
John Baptist, he mentioned very clear, you share the things to the people.
在你的工作上要公义，不要贪心。
In your work, you have to being righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我想强调。
Brother and sister, I want to stress.
这个不是你可以做或者不想做。
This is not optional.
你是必定要做的。
You have to do it.
一个没有怜悯人的心的人是不能进天国的。
A man without a mercy heart.
因为他没有悔改的果子跟他的心相称。
Because he didn't produce fruit with his repentance.
你嘴巴讲得多么漂亮。
No matter how you say,
你每天读经，每天祷告。
Every day you read the Bible and pray.
但是我们里面充满的是自私，我们里面充满着贪婪。
But in our heart is selfish and miser.
对不起，假如今天约翰在的话。
Sorry.
假如今天四使约翰在的话。
If today John Baptist here.
他同样说，毒蛇的种类，谁救你脱离将来的愤怒呢？
He would tell the same things, the broom of viper.
所以我们看整本的圣经。
So when we read the whole Bible,
无论是施洗约翰所讲的
，No matter what John said,
耶稣在路加福音十八十九章所做的
，And Luke talk about in this Bible,
罗马书所讲的信心
，And Romans talk about
雅各书所讲的信心没有行为是死的，
Book of James talk about the dead faith.
是同样的一个事情。
And talk about the same thing.
没有信心，信心没有行为是死的信心。
And the faith without action is dead faith.
圣灵堂弟兄姐妹
，Brother and sister in our church.
所以不要太强调我有没有受洗。
So don't just emphasize I haven't baptized.
谁帮我受洗？
Who baptized to me?
我受洗了多久？
How long I already baptized?
我每天的读经生活多好。
Every day I read the Bible.
假如我们生活没有怜悯的心。
If our life without mercy.
假如在我们工作上还欺压别人。
If in our work we still bullying the others.
我们就是毒蛇的什么种类。
Then we are the broom of vipers.
懂我意思吗？
You understand what I'm saying?
所以求主帮助我们，结出我们悔改的果子，与我们悔改的心相称。
So, we have to produce the fruit and keeping with the repentance.
今天讲悔改，今天讲信心，讲得救太简单了。
Today we talk about faith, it's so easy.
牧师不是罗马书说口里承认，心里相信就必得救吗？
Pastor, the Rome said talk about we just admit from our mouth and believe in our heart is okay.
你知道罗马书呢？罗马的时代没有人敢承认别人是主。
So in generation of Paul, nobody can talk about in their mouth.
他假如口里承认耶稣为主的话，意思说他把生命都摆上去了。
If they talk about he believed Jesus, then he might facing life threatened.
我在印尼的时候帮一个印尼的一个姐妹受洗。
So when I baptized with
她第一次听到
for the sister in Indonesia.
她第一次听到
the first time to listen.
听完到之后，她说：“牧师，我要受洗。”
So she asked Pastor, I want to be baptized.
你帮不帮她受洗？
Do you want to do it?
他只有来了一次。
He just come once.
他说：“牧师，我要受洗。”
And she asked, "I want to be baptized."
我帮他受洗。
So I do it.
为什么
？Why?
他明天就没有工作了。
So tomorrow he don't have work.
大家知道印尼是一个伊斯兰教的国家。
So all you know, Indonesia is a Muslim country.
他回到家里就给家人赶走了。
So when she came, come home, then she will be.
她开始没有所有的朋友都离开她了。
So every friend will be leave.
她是把她生命放在她的信仰那个觉知上。
She is put her life in her belief.
而不是我们把嘴放在我们信仰上。
It's just like us put our mouth in our belief.
所以我们差太远了。
So it's.Big difference.
所以在自由民主的国家
，So in this free country,
信主的还要上慕道班
，And the believers still join the Bible school.
上完慕道班还要上洗礼班
，And then a baptized class.
受洗之前，我还有找三个人跟他谈话
，And before baptized, they need to talk with three people.
目的只是叫他不要受洗。目的是叫他不要受洗。
The purpose is ask them they don't be baptized.
要他清清楚楚的才受洗。
let them has to be very clear about the baptized.
今天我们是信仰在哪里？在我们嘴巴。
Today our belief is where? It's just in our mouth.
有些基督徒很奇怪的。
Some Christian is strange.
他每天都不读圣经。
They don't read the Bible.
他也很少去教会。
They don't come to church often.
但他每次吃饭都祷告。
But they pray every meal.
主啊，求你给我健康，因为他怕死。
They ask Lord, give me health because they.
我们的主啊，就好像一个，我不晓得这里怎么讲，是卫生负责卫生局的。
I don't know here how to call this about health department.
每次吃饭都想到主。
Every meal they think about God.
因为我们怕拉肚子。
We hesitate.
我们怕食物中毒。
Hesitate stomach hurt.
我从来不去教会。
So, but I don't.
哦，从来不读圣经。
We never read the Bible.
每天只有三次祷告。
Every day only three times prayer.
早餐、午餐、晚餐。
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
但以理祷告是三次，但那三次跟我们三次不一样啊。
Daniel also prayed three times that his praise.
哦，很虔诚啊，主啊，求你洁净食物。
Very godly and talk about acid.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们信仰有许多许多的盲点。
Brother and sister, today we have so many blind spots.
一个不敬虔爱神的人，吃饭干嘛要祷告？拜托你了。
If a godly man, he really loved God, why did he need to pray every meal?
你就不要这么虚伪，就连吃饭的祷告都把它 cancel 就算了吧。
Just don't be,
怎么很难翻译啊？真的求主帮助我们，信心产生行为，那才是真的信仰。
So if our faith then become action, then this is true faith.
去年在香港有一个一个老人家受一个也不是老人家一个比我长的一个长辈要受洗。
So last year, one senior in our church, they want to be baptized.
他上完所有的洗礼班。
And after all the classes,
三个 interview 的弟兄姐妹也 pass 也是及格。
So he passed from three interviewer.
后来我想，这个人好像离婚，然后跟一个人同居了。
But I think about it, this man he divorced and then lived with the.
他的女儿在我教会。
The other woman,
他的女儿，这个男人的女儿在我教会。
Oh, his daughter in our church.
所以我就去问这个姐妹求证是不是这个事情。
So I want to be proof. I want to prove confirm this one from the others.
然后最后我跟这个准备要受洗的人见面。
And then the last, I meet with this.
我说哦，感谢主，你信仰信得很清楚哦。
I said, thank God you know what you believe.
啊，你现在准备要受洗，对不对
？And you ready to be baptized?
但是我晓得好像你在跟一个女人在同居哎。
But as I know you live with one woman.
你现在只有两条路可以走。
Now you only have two choice.
第一，你明天立刻要结婚。
First, tomorrow you go to marry.
第二，你跟那个女人离开。
Second, you separate from this woman.
他想了很久
，and he thinks a while.
他想跟这个女人一起
，he want to be with this woman.
但是又不想结婚
，but he don't want to be.
所以我不让他受洗。
So then I ask him, you don't just don't.
他女人也知道这个事情。
His daughter also well know these things.
我要强调，悔改的果子要与悔改的心是相称的。
I want to emphasize. Your repentance has to be.
你不可能又犯罪又想离开罪。
You cannot just want to this to have sin and then you want to be back.
信心是产生行为的。
Your faith will become action.
在挪亚的时代。
In the Lord generation.
谁可以进那个可以谁可以得救
？Who can be saved?
只有进挪亚方舟人才可以得救。
Only those people go into the ark.
罗亚，我相信呢，我相信将来神审判这个世界。
So you just said, I believe God will judge this world.
但我现在很多工作做，你知道吗？我怎么可以进方舟啊？拜托你了。
But now I have lots of things to do. I cannot go into the ark.
等我收割完，我再进方舟，好不好？
Let me gather the harvest, and then I will consider.
等我的钱赚够了，我再进方舟，好不好？
After I earn lots of money, then I will go into ark.
洪水来了。
But the flooding coming.
他也不可能有得救的机会了。
Then they don't have any chance.
信心跟行为，信心会产生行为。
So faith will become God.
信心没有行为是假的。
Faith without action is false.
悔改是完全的改变的。
Repentance is totally turned around.
假如今天我跟弟兄姐妹说
，If today I talk to brother and sister，
我在这个体育馆三分钟之后有炸弹会爆炸。
And I said in this gym, we will have a bomb.Blooming after 3 minutes.
你信不信
？Do you believe?
信的举手一下。
Believe or raise your hand.
都不信了。
You don't believe?
那个展我最喜欢他，所以他都会举手。
I really like this guy.
假如你信的话
，If you believe,
你一定跑出去的。
You must run away.
坐下不能动。
Sit down, don't move.
对不对？是不是？对，这你说，哦，这里有炸弹。假如你信牧师说有炸弹，你会跑啊
？Is it right if you believe you will run away?
你不可能说我信有炸弹，我坐在这里。
Then you won't say I believe, but you still sit here.
假如今天晚上在那个 New York 那个 Times 那个叫什么时代广场对
？Times Square.
对 ，Times Square.
In New York Times Square tonight.
假如我说今天晚上12点到倒数的12点会有一个很大的炸弹要爆炸。
If you have a message talk about tonight, with a bomb.
你信不信
when you count down?
你信不信这个新闻
？Do you believe this news?
你信不信这个消息？
Do you believe this message?
你信的话，你肯定不会去那里，对不对
？If you believe, you must not go there.
你不可能说我信，但是我还是去 Times Square.
You won't say I believe, but you still go there.
要结出悔改的果子，与悔改的心是相称的。
You have to produce fruits and with keeping with your repentance.
没有怜悯人的心。
If you don't have a mercy heart,
两件衣服看见别人有没有衣服，还是抱着两件衣服。
If you have two sheets, you still holding them with, and seeing the people they need, you don't give them.
是不能进天国的。
You cannot go into heaven.
我说我信主，但是我在公司还在骗人家，还欺压其他的人。
If I believe God, in our workplace, you still bullying people.
我没有悔改的行为。
I don't have the repentance action.
我还是毒蛇的什么种类。
I still be a broom of vipers.
我是怕审判。
I hesitate the judgment.
我是怕地狱。
I hesitate the hell.
而不是我悔改跟随主。
And it's not repentance and following Jesus.
所以今天回家看看家里有多少东西多余的。
So tonight go home to check what any redundancies in your home.
看看别人的家里有没有这么多没有什么东西。
And if you know someone that in their home they don't have enough things.
我们现在很多基督徒好像圣诞树一样。
Today our Christian just like Christmas tree.
我们外表很多的装饰。
And outside we have lots of decoration.
但是那棵圣诞树是死的。
But this tree is dead tree.
过了圣诞节就丢掉了。
After the Christmas, you just throw away.
弟兄姐妹，求主帮助我们。
Brother and sister, pray for our God mercy.
离开我们的贪心。
Leave our greedy.
你假如问李嘉诚，香港最有钱的人。
If you ask a rich man in Hong Kong, 李嘉诚，
你说你钱这么多，你够不够？
You earn so much money, is it enough?
有一次，有个智者真的问这个问题。
One time, a wise man asked this
question. 你知道他怎么回答吗
？Do you know what he answered?
我还想赚多一点。
I still want to earn more.
你知道李嘉诚的钱可以用几辈子吗？
Do you know his money, his wealth can use how many generations?
贪心是不会满足的。
Greedy is won't satisfy.
没有一个人说我钱够了。
No one would say I'm enough in money.
弟兄姐妹在很富裕的加拿大生活。
Brother and sister, you live in this so wealthy country.
这么大的房子。
A big house.
你想一下，多少东西你是没有用过的。
Think about it. So many things you have never used it.
我去会友的家里去看到一个小小的一个客厅在那边。
I visit one church member home.
他说：“牧师啊，这个地方这个房子太大了。”
They said, "Pastor, this house is too big."
我们一家四口从来不站在这里的。
We have four members in this family. We never stand in this corner.
你看我们的家里那个 closet 的衣服多得不得了。
You see our closet, so many clothes.
你看我们的鞋多得不得了。
Our shoes, many shoes.
我常想，我们人只有两只脚啊。
I just think about I only have two foot.
干嘛要这么多鞋啊
？Why we need so many shoes?
弟兄姐妹，在物质富裕的地方
，Father and sister in the very rich people place,
我们不知不觉我们贪心了。
We don't pay attention, but we become greedy.
我们没有关心别人的需要。
We don't consider the others.
我们不会把那些省下来做福音的工作。
We don't save those money to do gospel and evangelical.
讲到奉献，我想讲几句话。
Talk about offering, I want to say something.
有些人说，哦，今年我们没有免税，所以我们就不奉献。
So when we mention we don't have the test receipts, then we don't offer.
我真的是晕倒啊
！I just surprised.
奉献不是为免税啊
！Offering not because the
奉献就是奉献啊
！The test credit offering or is offering.
免税是 bonus 来的。
Test credit is a bonus.
假如我为了免税而奉献，那不是奉献，那是叫免税。
If I offer just because the tax credit,
我们那个观念呢是我有问题的。
Our thinking has problems.
上帝，我奉献给你啊。
God, I offering to you.
但是没有退税，所以我不奉献啊。
But without tax credit, I don't.
上帝，等你安排好退税的时候，我再奉献给你啊。
God, if you have arranged the tax credit, I will offer again.
上帝说，我是税务局吗？
God will say, "I'm not a revenue company."
你究竟是想奉献还是想退税啊
？Do you want a tax credit or offering?
搞错了。
You're wrong.
没有退税，我们还是奉献的。
Without tax credit, we still offer.
所以，假如你只是为了退税而奉献的话，请你不要奉献。
If you just because the tax credit to offer, then
那不是上帝所喜悦的。
This is not peace to God.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
所以我们奉献给上帝要观念要清楚。
So when we offer, we have to very clear.
求主保守我们的心，我们的悔改结出悔改的果子，跟悔改心是相称。
May our Lord keep our hearts, and then we produce fruit.To and keeping with our repentance.
我们在我们生活上要满足知足。
In our daily life, we have to know how to thanksgiving.
我们有怜悯的心。
We have the mercy heart.
年轻人要好好读书。
Young people study hard.
将来要好好赚钱。
And earn more money.
因为你要去帮助别人。
Because you need to help people.
你要支持福音的工作。
Support the gospel.
所以我常常鼓励青年好好读书，赚很多的钱。
I always encourage young people earn more money and help people.
不要给世界的人赚钱。
Don't let the others, a non-believer, to earn.
我们赚的应该比他们多。
We have to earn more than them.
然后我们可以怜悯更多的人，帮助更多的人。
So then we can mercy and help more people.
然后我们把更多的钱去传福音。
And if we earn more money to spread the gospel,
求主恩待我们。
May our Lord keep us.
我们祷告。
We pray.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we need to thank you.
求你让我们 在明年的开始。
We pray for the next year.
追求以悔改的果子与我们悔改的心是相称的生活。
Helping us to want to produce the fruit to keeping with our repentance.
帮助我们，我们都是软弱的一群。
Helping us, we are weak.
假如不是上帝加我们能力，我们没有办法做到。
Without God's support, and we cannot do anything.
所以我们求你充满我们。
Please fill of us.
让我们顺着圣灵的感动去生活。
Let us to follow, obey the Holy Spirit.
让我们的生活满足你的心。
Then our life will please you.
感谢祷告。
Our thanks.
奉耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.